Chapter 2. You, however, keep on speaking what is consistent with wholesome teaching. Let the older men be moderate in habits, serious, sound in mind, healthy in faith, in love, in endurance. Likewise, let the older women be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, not enslaved to a lot of wine, teachers of what is good, so that they may advise the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sound in mind, chaste, working at home, good, subjecting themselves to their own husbands, so that the word of God may not be spoken of abusively. Likewise, keep on urging the younger men to be sound in mind, showing yourself to be an example of fine works in every way. Teach what is pure with all seriousness, using wholesome speech that cannot be criticized, so that those who oppose may be put to shame, having nothing negative to say about us. Let slaves be in subjection to their owners in all things, trying to please them, not talking back, not stealing from them, but showing complete trustworthiness, so that in every way they may adorn the teaching of our Savior, God. For the undeserved kindness of God has been manifested, bringing salvation to all sorts of people. It trains us to reject ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live with soundness of mind and righteousness and godly devotion amid this present system of things, while we wait for the happy hope and glorious manifestation of the great God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to set us free from every sort of lawlessness, and to cleanse for Himself a people who are His own special possession, zealous for fine works. Keep on speaking these things, and exhorting and reproving with full authority. Do not let anyone look down on you.